Last summer, 11-year-old Nkosi Johnson came to the world's attention at the International AIDS Conference in Durban, South Africa. He was already well known in his home country as its youngest AIDS activist. Last Thursday, Nkosi slipped into a coma. His condition is worsening by the day. The whole country has been watching and praying. NPR's Brenda Wilson has this report.
6 months ago, it was frightening to watch the horde of media descend upon the frail, diminutive figure, to watch him stroll across the stage in that vast arena before thousands of delegates. But then, with a poise born of years facing the camera, he spoke.
When I grow up, I would like to lecture more and more people to not be afraid. You can't get AIDS by hugging, kissing, holding hands. We are human beings. We can walk, we can talk, just like everyone else. We are all the same.
Nkosi Johnson was born in Soweto to parents who were both infected with HIV. At the age of 3, Gail Johnson took Nkosi home with her. Johnson had been volunteering at the center where he and his mother were being cared for. It closed shortly after his mother died. Early in his young life, he became acquainted with the turmoil swirling around HIV and AIDS in South Africa. The school his foster mother tried to enroll him in wouldn't accept him when she told them that he was HIV positive. That's when Zaki Ahmed, a prominent AIDS activist in Cape Town, South Africa, got to know Nkosi and his mom.
And Nkosi's example and Gail's example of being open confronted our entire educational system. And of course, the initial response was one of fear, but after due consideration and then most importantly, education by the community, Nkosi was admitted to the school.
In much the same way that the Ryan White Care Act is named after a young boy who challenged the prejudices against people with HIV in the United States, Ahmed says South Africa's policy for handling AIDS in its school system should be named after Nkosi Johnson. Inadvertently, almost, Ahmed says, Nkosi Johnson helped change the way people in South Africa see AIDS by doing something as simple as letting a film crew show him having pizza with his friends.
Because he has HIV, his appetite's not that big. And all the others grabbed his pizza and they divided it after he'd already had a huge bite out of it. And I thought, this has done more to educate people about sharing and a lack of fear and an absence of prejudice once people are open with HIV.
Friends say the attitude towards openness is something Nkosi and Gail Johnson share. He didn't just get it from her. Gail Johnson, who is white, is known throughout South Africa for her assertiveness on behalf of people with AIDS. But Nkosi's size, they say, can be misleading. He's mature beyond his years.
He wanted to sort of maybe use himself as an example. I don't know, but he did say this last week that he would like to meet the president to discuss AIDS with him.
Dignitaries like President Mbeki's wife, activists, and grieving relatives have all made a pilgrimage to visit Nkosi since Gail Johnson brought him home from the hospital last weekend. Doctors say he has a brain infection common among patients in the last stage of AIDS and that there is little they can do except to let the disease take its course. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Cape Town, South Africa.